I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad, presented by Progressive, TV Dad meets the prom date.
So you're here to take my daughter out, huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm only going to say this once. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Ooh. Oh, I thought you were going to say take care of my little girl or something.
She's a kickboxer. She could take care of herself.
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Closet Confessions.
Yeah, yeah.
You are here with me, Candy Sprathwaite.
And me, Sorrel.
And if you're listening for the first time, the premise of this podcast is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet where we get into people's confessions. Because these are my confessions. Just when I thought that I could get what she on the side. Said she got one on the whip. These are my confessions.
Welcome to Closet Confessions.
You know, the old school little outro.
Screaming. And this is what, episode 6, I think our producer saying?
Yeah.
Number one, just shout out everyone listening.
I can't.
It's a bit mad.
I can't even express to you.
It's a bit mad.
Candice, I know that me and you, we kiki. But you know when people get your kiki?
This is the thing.
I'm like, you guys understand.
This is the thing.
You're catching the shade. You're catching the kikis.
And the thing is, it will ease into, I think, my first confession. Even my barber's been listening to Closet Confessions and he's like, I'm seeing you in such a different light.
Mm.
Because for whatever reason, when I came into this industry, there weren't that many black women. Mm-hmm. I was constantly overthinking stereotypes and the way I was going to position myself. So there were some kikis I just wouldn't have publicly.
Yeah.
There's a way I just wouldn't talk publicly because I'll be damned if I'll be seen as ratchet. Being me.
Yeah.
Because I don't even like negative connotations. Just being me in my full capacity. So to now be where I am in my career and ratchet our shit like Closet Confessions is charting.
Listen.
You can't tell me nothing.
Because it's unapologetic.
Like,
when you're screaming, draw up the pussy drop.
Draw up your pussy drop.
I'm sorry. And the people are getting it and hearing it and understanding it.
And people of all races.
Of all races.
Like, I see the comments. I'm like, yes.
I died. One of the comments was like, I don't know what a kiddie buff is, but I'm going to start saying it. Don't kill me. She's like, I'll start adding that to my vocab.
And guys, I don't want to take credit for the kiddie buffs. It was just a popular sound on TikTok one time. What was the woman saying? What did she say? Kitty bops and kitty boops.
Yeah.
The pressure is getting worse.
That's the
it
one.
It was her.
Yeah.
It was
auntie.
I can't take credit for the kitty bops.
It's her.
And kitty bops just means like young people.
Yeah, yeah.
Like anyone can
Youngers.
Be a kitty bop.
Yeah, yeah.
Like whatever. But to now be at a place where this conversation is like universal, that's mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is mad. Yeah. Like,
and shout out to you guys for listening, for getting it.
I do want to say one thing though.
Go on.
As much as I love you guys, do me a favor. Stop asking for the full video.
Stop
asking for...
How many seconds are we into the video?
Because we see the comments every day.
Yes.
When are we going to get the full video? When are we going to put the video on YouTube? Guys, we have to be honest. The way podcasting works, especially as a new podcast, your listens are the most valuable thing.
Yeah.
Now, in our opinion, if we just release full video, people may watch that instead of listening.
Yeah.
And so right now, we'll keep it real. We don't want to provide that option because in order to grow this podcast and make it sustainable and be here 3, 4, 5 series we need your downloads.
Yeah.
We need your subscribes. We need your listens.
Yeah.
Season 3 could come along and we can give you the full visuals.
And when we do visuals, we don't want to do...
Don't want to half-ass it.
I want to give you a production.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I want to give you a show.
We're showing you Chanel shoes, but then giving you Aldi production.
Exactly. It's not meshing. It's not making sense. I need it to make sense.
Guys, you know, abundant in every way, but the pockets are a little bit...
Right now. So
yeah.
When the sponsorship comes in,
yeah, yeah. Heavy cough. Laryngitis.
We will give you the video. Mm-hmm. So how about you reach out to brands you like?
And tell
how about that?
How about it?
Brands you like?
And international too.
Listen, because you know we're trying to be in New York.
Yeah. You know we're trying to be in New York.
People who can't see this, I'm wearing a Yankees hat. Yeah. You know where we're trying to be.
New York.
Tag the brands. Tag us. Them. Tell them to do the thing.
Yeah.
Then we can give you the thing. You get
and that's
me?
How it works.
That's how it works.
It's a partnership, it's a family.
This is the thing, because I think people don't understand like the intricacies of this business.
No.
I think you guys see your faves record a thing and then you just expect something. No, like it actually takes money.
And to be fair, until we did this, I didn't know.
Bro.
I wasn't
And I'm
aware.
Not going to lie to you, I knew, so that's why I didn't do it. Because if there's one thing Candice is, it's lazy.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what?
I'm not doing it. Yeah.
I'll be a guest on everyone else's.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of effort.
It's a lot.
And if you want it done to a high production value, it does cost money.
It does.
And we're not saying we're not willing to invest in ourselves, but we need a little help.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Just saying.
Just so you should know.
Just saying.
That's it.
That's my confession. You can go.
That's your confession? Now you're trying to skip out of the confession this week.
No, do you know what? My confession is...
Go on.
There are many platforms that I actively engage with, but I just can't be seen to be following. And I can't believe I just said that after saying I can be who I am and I can be ratchet and I can do this. But there's some platforms, shape room, that I just have to type the name in the bar.
But I can't
hit follow.
And do you know what? In this 2023, I really need to be more like my good sis Candice, because my problem is I'm the polar opposite.
So that will be the top at the comment.
I'm commenting.
Don't be pinning the comment.
Why am I commenting like I know these people?
Listen.
Talking about Erica Mena deserves better. Am I okay? Do I know Erica? Is she my homegirl? Why am I fighting for her in the comments? Tussling. Nah, it's actually very embarrassing.
I can't do it.
No, you, yeah.
And I do like a key.
How often do you type though? That's the real question.
Twice a week, max.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, max.
Okay.
Or...
And just get like whatever's on there, scroll and see what's going on.
Scroll, or usually something's happened.
Okay.
In like the black cultural space. And they're like, oh, let me...
Context.
Do you know what I mean? Let me go get context.
You know what I find? Shade Barra, for me, helps me understand what's going on with youth in the UK. Because there's loads of these influencers and there's beef and I'm like, I want to know what's happening, but I don't know these people. So I'm like scrolling through. I died because Candice, there was something that happened a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
With the UK girlies. And you were like, I thought Jade away.
We don't have to edit this out because I was about to say it. Guys, for reference, the timeline's a bit up and down because of course we're pre-recording.
But oh my God.
I made a TikTok video. Someone asked me a question about the UK black girl aesthetic, right? And so I just had to tell the truth. I thought Jada Wader was like, I don't know. I thought it was an outfit. I did not know Jada Wader was a real person.
I died.
So when I say I too am going on there to connect with the youth, what's a Jada Wader?
Jada.
Because I see when the young people are dissing each other, they're like, you think you're a Jada Wader.
Yeah.
Not you are. You think you're a Jada. So I'm like, what's a Jada Wader? Like,
She's cute though. She really influencing girlies. She's cute.
I'm just like.
I tell you, I was crying. I watched it over and over again because you were like, not me thinking of Jada Wader. And I was like,
you know when you just exist in like a different atmosphere.
Completely different.
And I know I always get told of people are like, Candice, you're not that old. And I hear that, but the reality is once you age out of 25, it's a different universe. It's a fact.
It's a whole different
universe. A whole new language. Like the peer pressures are different. I find it really interesting that black girl aesthetic is even seen as something to discuss. I'm just like, but there was like Mary Kate and Olsen aesthetic. There was Paris Hilton aesthetic.
Yeah.
Like, is it just because now it's black women? It's a point of conversation. I don't get it. But I'm just like, going onto those pages helps me connect the dots.
Literally, when I say there's so many influencers where I'm like, I don't know what's happening,
but
I understand something has happened. So I go there, and they like collate all the videos in chronological order.
This young thug prison situation. So
what do their men do?
Listen. grand larceny, something, 55 counts.
And then Gunna did something. And then Gunna did he snitch or did he not snitch?
Did he not snitch? Because Gunna's
out. He's free and on.
But one thing's for sure, you can go on these shade pages.
And you will find out.
You can gather. You can gather.
You will get the information.
Like you're the lawyer.
You will get the information. Listen.
But I just can't follow. Because the shade is in the name.
I know.
Often than not, they post or repost to invite negative reactions or connotations. And that's the thing.
I know.
And I do enjoy a little negative Nancy. You know I enjoy a gossip and a sussle. But I'm like, to be seen, to be
run a bit.
A gossip and a sussle is my address. I live at number 5, Gossip and Sussle Lane.
That's gossip where and sussle.
You can find me.
Listen.
But publicly?
Yeah.
No, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
No, I love a gossip. Like I said, you remember when I said I like to see people's boxer shorts blow down the lawn?
While I'm in my house.
In my house.
Looking through the blind.
Not my man's boxer, yes. But I do like a little commotion. Outside?
Over
that's
there.
How I like the shade room. I like a little commotion.
Over there. Yeah, no, you have to take it in doses because sometimes it's too much.
And the thing is, what we need... Okay, so this is a part confession, part lesson.
Okay.
You have to remember, like, you surround the entity.
Yeah.
You're now at this really funny bridge where any day you could be on shade time.
And that's
and not just in a repost way, but in a they're making your business their business.
Yeah.
And I'm very, what energy you put out is what you get back in. And I think, touching everything, when I end up on those pages, the reactions are kind because I'm not publicly in Sussle.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like... So in people's minds, they're like, no, that is Auntie Candice. Because we don't even see her on these streets.
Doing the
most. Because I be snooping under the duvet.
Yeah.
I be sliding and not liking. I see it, but... And so I'm just like, just be mindful.
Yeah. No.
And the temptation's real.
I've done the unfollow and follow back. I've done the unfollow and follow back. Because do you know what? I like the tea. I won't even lie to you. I like the
tea. The tea's sweet.
But
man.
What I need to stop is commenting. And I'll put my hands up. I'm going to stop doing that. Because
I know
too much.
We're into the 2023 New Year's resolution. Yeah, I've got to comment in.
Yeah. Commenting. I've got to rein that in. Because honestly, it's too much. And the thing is.
Also, these will soon be your peers.
Listen.
So when you're bucking Gunna at the BET Awards, then you're like.
I'm like, sup? You good? I didn't comment anything. You good, sir? How's that recall charge going? Oh, my bad.
Do you know what I'm saying? And the way I do it in my brain, I'm like, unless it's me being like, yes, Auntie Oprah, can't wait to meet you. I don't say nothing, you know, because I'm like, any minute now we can be in the same room. Any second now. And me, no. It's fine.
No, I'm going to do better. I'm going to be a better version of me. Listen, this is what life is. We learn, we grow, and we evolve.
Listen.
I'm learning, growing,
but I'd be scrolling under the sheets. I can't lie about that. Anyway.
Anywho's.
It's your turn.
That was your confession.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
Okay, my confession. So, my confession is, and I think I said before, like, mine's a bit deeper this week.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
My confession is, I think this is the first year that I am finally ready to fully receive love.
What? Charm hot.
As in, like, I am...
Not the Yankee cap coming off. What the fuck?
Miss Mayo! You.
No, girl, and I'm not. No, because that's gonna come across as wrong. I'm not laughing at that.
It was the switch.
It was
I
the
know.
Switch. It was the
and
switch.
You know what it is as well? Because I'm the queen of being like, I'm out in the. I'm single. I'm living my best life. Da 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 da. But I don't know. Something happened. A switch was flipped.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yo, I think I'm ready this year.
Oh, child.
Like I feel like I'm like, if a man came, obviously on the right. Level or speaking the same language, etc. I wouldn't
actively go out of you
to push it back. Sometimes what I do is like
sabotage.
I self sabotage because to me, and it's gonna sound really really strange, the idea that someone loves me wholeheartedly, unconditionally, that isn't like family, is really hard to like wrap my head around. And I know that sounds so weird. Because, like, I know, like, how can I put it? This feels like therapy now.
With the fake flowers.
I need a recliner chair and just spill everything. I feel like I know I'm liked.
Yes.
And I'm likable.
Yes.
And we can kiki and we can chat. But to me, the word love has like, it holds weight to it, right?
Yeah.
And I love my mom, I'd give her my kidney. Yeah. I'd take a bullet for that woman. Yeah. I love my dad, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just find it really hard to believe that somebody could give me the love that I know I can give them.
Do you know what? That's, for me, that's not hard to see where that's hard for you. Because I've learned, even though I was with Bode before I had Esme, I've really learned what that means, obviously, in having kids. Because the reality is, they won't. But even if my kids did the worst thing known to man, there is just an unrequited love that is always going to be available to them. And I've really made that decision, especially as a Black woman, where I find parental love in our community can come with a lot of constraints. Unspoken or spoken. I love you until. I love you until. I love you. And for me, it just has to be, I love you until the end of time, regardless.
Yeah.
Because especially our community, they're quick to love you until you're not marching to the beat of their drum. Ooh. So I learned through my kids what that really means. And they are really teaching me what it means to love someone who is not in agreement with you, who is not doing anything for you, sometimes even failing you on purpose. To see that in real time and still be like, and in 10 seconds you could take my hand and I'm still going to love you.
Yeah.
I learned that through Esme, and then I allowed Bode to love me that way. Ooh. And I've been with, what, this is the 11th year.
So it took time.
So much time. So, and I know people will be like, oh, you know, back in the days, people will be like, oh, why aren't you two married yet? Did it? I'm so happy we waited that long to get married. Mm. I'm so happy that society and family pressure didn't eat away at my heart.
Yeah.
Because I've gone into that marriage now knowing way more and feeling more comfortable in what true love looks like. And let me tell you, 90% of the time, it's not nice. Mm. We see these stories, we read these books, and it's like, cool. But when you're living with someone 24/7 and seeing them for better or worse 24/7, then you know what that means.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you know what that... And lucky for myself and Bode, and I think this is why we're having such a good time now, the worst of the worst shit happened in the early days.
Yeah. You were really tested.
Tested! So many people see us like hanging out now and they're like, oh my gosh, no one think you've been together 11 years. This seems really young and fresh and new. I'm like, because in some ways it is.
Yeah.
In just not having certain stresses and stuff. So I see how you're like, I don't get that. But I want you to know, especially as a dark-skinned Black woman, that it's not only available, there's a surplus of it in certain situations.
Yes. And you know what's funny? I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe it.
But you believe it for me.
For you.
I believe you.
I believe that there is more than an abundance of love. And I, as a dark-skinned Black woman, not only can you get it, you deserve it.
Yeah.
But I believe it.
Yeah.
For you and your people. For you and your girls.
You have to believe it for yourself.
And I think that's the shift that happened this year.
Yeah.
Like, I just kind of came in and I was like, no, I am ready to accept that and believe it for what it is.
Yeah.
Instead of second guessing or doubting.
Yes.
And it's such a weird thing to self-sabotage because, like, why are you doing that to yourself? But it's almost like...
It's fear and it's protection.
Protection. That's what it is. It's protection.
I used to do that with Bode in the early days and he was like, why do you keep doing this? I was like, because I'm trying to skip to the end.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to the part where all the aunties say you leave me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to the part where you make me a baby mum. I'm trying to get to the part where you cheat on me. Can we fast forward the pain?
Damn.
Do you know what I'm...
Damn.
And I kept... And it's probably a very insignificant moment where I was just like, I'm going to stop doing this. And then he clocked. He was like, you stopped doing that. He was like, you finally. This was like 5 years in, six years in. He was like, you finally understand I'm here for the long haul.
Wow.
Like, it wasn't the childbirth. It wasn't this. It wasn't that. It was some insignificant thing. I think it was us maybe even going into business together. I think it was that. when like the guy helping us with the paperwork was like, this is very serious, you must really trust each other. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, now you trust me? And I was like, sorry.
Yeah.
Also, I'm coming from a legacy of generational heartache. And many black women specifically are. We're coming from these legacies of seeing our aunties and grandmums and everyone stay in relationships where they didn't want to, but they had to for one reason. I think I just read this the other day, like women, I think it was in the UK, didn't get the right to sign off their own bank account till 1975. That's yesterday.
I'm sorry, repeat.
I thought that was like a 1920s conversation. It's like 1975 when women were allowed to have their own bank account in the UK.
75?
That's yesterday. So many of our elder females are in these partnerships because that's the only way they can even have an existence. Yeah. And so now, as a dark-skinned black woman, to choose the way in which I'm loved is a big deal. Because so many of us didn't get that choice. You had to leave your family house. You have to accept what you accept.
Yeah.
And like I've said on this podcast before, the first question aunties would say is he beating you? No. End of discussion.
Yeah.
You make your bed, you lie in it type vibe. Yeah. So now for us to have the careers we have, choose when we can have kids, sign off on our own money, build our own careers, and then say, now I'm ready to tussle with this love thing.
Yes.
Because it is a tussle.
It really is.
And it's not necessarily a tussle the man's going to bring you, but the feelings he sends your way are going to bring up things in you.
Yeah.
To choose that is a big deal.
Yeah. And I do believe, like, I have a lot of work to do on myself. As much as I'm ready and willing to receive and give love, blah, 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 I think, like, that's, like, you brought up trust. My trust issues are deep. And it's not even because, you know what's crazy? In terms of, like, romantic love, my parents, I've seen a really great example of two black people who love each other, who, like, have this really secure family unit. Like, I've seen great examples growing up. But I think my trust issues...
Say it. Say it. Because, no, because this is going to be astounding. I think part of our trust issues as a collective is being privy to other people's trust issues. It's social media. It's consuming other people's love stories. It's that.
I think, you know, you get to like 18, 19 and you start hearing and absorbing
everyone else's reality.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's a...
Men are bullshit.
It's a battlefield. Like, let me stay here. I'm safe. Like, it's a tussle. And every time I dip my toe out of the door, some BS comes and I close my door back up because I'm scared.
Like, what I'm saying.
It's scary out there.
This is what I'm saying.
Like, I just feel like trusting someone wholeheartedly, like, and the pool of men,
it's a bit shallow. It is shrinky thing.
It's a puddle. It's giving. It's a puddle. And then in that puddle, it's like a cesspit as well. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. So now I'm just kind of like, you know, I do need to be better at trusting my gut.
Yeah.
But trusting someone's actions and words, because the two have to go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Because I think if you just trust actions and words, you can get bamboozled.
Yeah.
But if my gut is very good. My intuition is very
Pisces
good. Team.
Exactly. Like, we're top of the line. We're top of the range.
We're at
that.
The top.
Like, with
Spidey
like,
senses.
Of all the things. We're that.
Exactly.
My gut, bitch, get up.
Get up.
Rise. Sing the song.
Rise up. Vibrato in it because my gut is good. My gut is good.
My gut ain't ever led me wrong.
Never let me down.
That's what you have to trust.
And that's all I can do now. Because this whole fear thing, it's going to hold me back.
Another thing that I would say to you and every other woman listening, be mindful of the stuff you consume.
Yeah.
So I now... How can I use it as an example? I really like fawn over Viola Davis and her husband's relationship. I'm very intentional about who and what stories I'm consuming, what I'm looking at, what I'm engaging with, because I don't think we understand how much our subconscious rules our reality.
Yeah.
I think we just think, oh no, I know better.
Yeah.
Subconscious is what's running this thing. And everything you're taking in where you're not seen as valued or you're not the center of attention or attraction, it's just taking a notch off of your confidence. Yeah.
You know how they say like power is in the tongue and like what you see and say go hand in hand?
Yes.
Like what you consume, it's like video games for like young kids and like that whole violence aspect. It's exactly the same when it comes to like what you consume online or what you're reading. And don't get me wrong, it's great to know the struggles because you don't want to fall into that. But surrounding yourself and educating yourself with the successes is far more valuable. Far more, because you'd learn the right things rather than learning the wrong things to then not to do.
Yeah.
You learn the right things to do because you're a practical, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think that is a huge thing with social media these days and the way it's set up. And, you know, I love, don't get me wrong, I love black love. But some of these black love stories are scary.
Not the blue face.
Candies.
Sorry, to bring it back to the shade of anything. Because that's how I know these people. And I've seen the before and after photos. So jokes aside,
it's
don't let love do that to you.
Don't let it.
And that's man or woman.
Don't.
Because they both look very much disheveled. Not for better right now. Do you know what I mean? I've seen the before. Like, that's not love.
No.
And also, we have a price to pay with that because we consumed a love and hip hop type reality. We supported a Joe Budden type reality. Do you know what I mean? I used to live for a love and hip hop, consuming all of that, thinking that these really abusive relationships were love.
Yeah, that whole toxicity and that passion.
Oh, you know, and then we even had younger girls at one point saying they wanted a bit of bite. They wanted a bit.
Yeah, no.
And then there were young men online saying, I'm being told I'm too nice.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have any vim. Like, let me tell you something. As age goes on, you don't want that vim.
You don't want
you
the
don't
vim.
Want, I like peace, not problems.
Always.
Like I said, the boxer shorts are out there.
And I'm in my house.
Not in my house.
I'm in my house comfortable while I watch the mess outside.
So don't let the streets fool you thinking that
any
version of that is love. No. Like, that just needs help and therapy.
And I think a huge part of knowing as well what love is, it boils down to knowing how to love yourself and what you want.
That part. Also, knowing that that's always changing. This is mad.
Yes!
But this is a slight confession. Oh, child!
Confession part two! These are my
confessions! Because and Bode, whenever I say things like this, people take it out of context and la la la. Bode, my husband, first and foremost, knows what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying that true love sometimes is letting someone you love go because they have outgrown the situation and or you. That's true fucking love. And no one don't ever want to talk about that. They don't ever want to talk about that because that means really letting go of ego and really being selfless. And some of us are trying to hold on to someone for dear life. Mm-hmm. I love them. I love them so much. Sometimes you have to let them go. And I've always said to my husband, I am with you until either one of us say we are not growing in this relationship anymore. Because he taught me if you're not growing, you're shrinking.
Yeah.
And I'm not here to go back. Mm-mm. And the reality is, my husband is the kind of person that even if this didn't last an eternity and I married someone else, get used to that man being my best friend. Mm. My husband's always going to be my best friend. Mm. You can't make up for 20 years invested.
Oh,
deal with it.
Beautiful.
No, you can't. You just can't. And I'm not even trying to end a relationship with that kind of legacy because we have children together. So the reality is, even if we parted ways as lovers, that's still my best friend.
Exactly.
So if you don't like that as my new lover, you gotta go.
Yeah.
You do have to go. But it really, love also is about being able to say, this ain't running no more.
Yeah.
And if you aren't able, because it doesn't always mean you need to split. Sometimes realities need to be adjusted. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone needs to travel. Someone needs to change a job. Like, there's a lot of stretching. Because another thing I've learned, and I had to learn this the hard way, is just because it seems like something's ending doesn't mean you burn it down.
No.
Doesn't always mean just torch it.
No.
I came from a big torture background.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not working? burn the whole thing to the ground. Sometimes you just need to get rid of one thing or fix another thing, know? And so I'm willing to accept that. As, like, my ideas around love are just so wide and complex that I don't even really feel comfortable talking about them online too much. Because I know some, especially women, will say, no, that... It's like, no, there are just many layers.
And also what works for you, which is, again, boils down to knowing yourself. What works for you may not work for someone else.
This is what I'm saying.
And as we grow and alter as people, the love, like you're saying, will grow and alter.
This is it.
I hope my mum doesn't mind me saying this. Child, anyways. my mum taught me a really valuable lesson. Her and my dad, me and my mum, we have a great relationship. And her and my dad had like a little tiff about some sort of travel thing. My mum wanted to go to Dubai, then go to Zimbabwe. My dad didn't want to go to Dubai, he wanted to go to Zimbabwe. This was like a really big deal for my mum. She really wanted to go to Dubai. It was like, going to be her first time to go. My dad was like, I don't want to go. Like,
so she went.
She didn't. Hold on. She doesn't go. She goes to Zimbabwe. She harbours this.
For years?
For a good 18 months.
Yeah.
She sits down to me and she's talking to me. She's like, I really wanted to go to Dubai. Every time it comes up. And I was like, mum, go to Dubai. I said, book the ticket and go. She went by herself for 5 days. She was on yachts. She was at the Burj Khalifa. She was shopping. She was eating good food, sending pictures and videos. She came back a new woman, refreshed and replenished. And I said to my mother, in that moment that you did that for you, you actually did it for you too.
You did it for us.
For the both of you.
You did it for us.
Because you were able to fulfill yourself and something that you wanted to do without hinging on a man. And my mum was like, that was the best thing I've ever done. My mum does solo trips all the time now.
One of the things that I had in place before I gave birth to Esme, before I even decided to have a child with Bode, I said, you have to give me 5 to 10 working days alone every year. It wasn't even up for discussion. And now at the end of every year, Bode's like, where are you going next year? It wasn't even, I was like, because if you want to run my head mad, fall out of love with me because I don't know who I am and I haven't had a moment to center myself, you best give me my time up front. And I think a lot of women are leaving relationships prematurely because they've not been given their time up front. And they think divorce is going to be them buying back their time. Take the time whilst you can. And sometimes, sweetheart, that means packing the bag and going anyway. I don't care whose mouth is push up in here, you know. I need to survive. Because the thing is, if mummy ain't running right, and this is a real, you know, people are going to be like, this is so sexist, The chips are what they are. I don't make the rules. But if the mother of the, because you know someone's always going to come with their ism and schism. I don't know biology. I'm just telling you what I know. There's always a
shut your mouth. I didn't write the rules,
but I didn't write the rules.
But here we are.
If the mother of the house ain't right,
say it.
And the thing is, it doesn't even have to be mother in the intent of you appear as what society say a mother should be. It could be a same sex household.
Yes.
If the one carrying the motherly duties, the emotional labor of mother, if that person ain't right, the house is popped out.
It's out of whack.
Take your time back before you find you have to buy it back in a way that's going to kill everything.
Yes.
Sometimes it's not that you don't like your other half.
No.
You just don't know who you are.
Yes. Yes. And you're lost. And then the frustration goes to him because it's like, who am I?
Who
and you're looking
am
at,
I?
Who am I? And this man's like, you're my wife. You're the girl that I married. The poor soul don't even know.
You're everything to everyone else. But who are you to you?
And not a label, not a mother, not a sister, not a daughter. Who are you, Sorrel? Who are you?
And you want that person to fall in love with you. So that when...
I took out my mic. I'm so sorry. Child, hold on.
They better leave that in.
Am I back on? Am I back on? You better leave this in the edit. Because I ain't never...
So when you pick up them other labels, he ain't confused. Because let me tell you something. When I lost my mind after having Esme, because I was all right after RJ. But when I lost my mind after having Esme, Bode was able to look at me and be like, that's not my woman.
Yes.
Though.
Yes.
That's Esme's mum going through something right now. It's not my woman.
Yes.
That's not Candice.
No.
When business is a bit shaky, he's like, that's my business partner.
Yeah.
That's not my wife.
Yep.
So the distinction is made.
Clear. It's clear. And when I'm coming to you as your wife, I'm not picking up any other titles.
Listen.
I'm not picking up any other jobs. I'm coming to you as your wife. And because I know who I am, you know who I am.
Woo! Well, he did. Listen, I love that.
Come through.
Love that.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay. Why is our producer dangling that? She's dangling it, too happy.
You're reading this week.
It's always dating and relationships. Don't you lot do nothing else. Get a hobby. 10 pin bowling.
Knitting. My lady.
Crochet.
Honestly.
Always dating and relationships. Child, I'm scared.
Anyways. Uh-oh. I need to fasten my seatbelt.
What is your confession about? Dating and relationships. Give your confession a title. Secretly bisexual. Eye emoji.
Not the eye emoji. The eye emoji.
You lot are going on timeout. You lot are stressing. I'm hot. Okay, it starts sweet. Okay, so we can't... Not that we ever attack, but you know what you're doing here.
We love you.
Firstly, you two are my dream duo. I cannot wait to see the podcast flourish in the way you ladies deserve. I'm a second year uni student, female, she, her, living away from home, and I've recently come to terms with my sexuality. I'm pretty sure I'm bi. However, I come from the typical Christian West African household. And sadly, there's no chance I could ever, in capitals, bring a girl home. To be honest, even telling my parents about a male partner at this age would have them in shock. Second year uni student.
Brother.
I still want to explore relationships with girls, but I don't really know how to go about this. I don't want to exclusively have solitary hookups off of dating apps, but I also know it's entirely unfair to make someone else get back in the closet just to maintain a relationship. By the way, dating as a whole is entirely new to me. I never had a boyfriend growing up. And I've never been on dating apps or anything. So this all feels so daunting. Oh no, this is so sad. Any pearls of wisdom would be so appreciated. Lots of love. Okay. Why am I going to cry? Like, my parents are coming back. Sorry. A confused girl trying to go where the love takes me.
That's heartbreaking. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, let's give our heartbreak 5 seconds and I'm going to get real.
Yeah. I'm going to let you go first because I need... Okay.
And people don't like to hear this because I have to say this lots of times.
Okay.
But you can do this the easy way or the hard way. The hard way is diving into that world in secret. Not just who you're with, but you yourself being in the closet. You then perhaps marrying someone of the opposite sex and not being happy in that marriage, having kids you didn't really want, creating an entire life, like really deep this, creating an entire life outside of your deepest desires because you don't want to upset your parents. And then if life goes the way you would think, they die, and then you free yourself from those shackles at about 60, you meet someone you really love and have what at best 15 years with them. There's that scenario. All there is, and this is the one I always promote, and I don't promote it out of being reckless. Please understand that if I'm promoting something, it's because I have experience in doing so. You get ahead of disappointing your parents. That is a really early game you have to learn to play. You get ahead of being the black sheep. You get ahead of being the one they don't like or they don't talk about or they don't give praise. And you get ahead of that knowing that their love could never make up for you loving your full self. It's never going to match it. I know that sounds so disconnected, like it's your parents, it's the only world you know, but it's not worth hiding or at worst burning your entire universe to keep them happy. Oh. And I say that as a mum of two. Mm. And I feel like I know my kids enough to know when they are, especially, RJ don't give a shit about my feelings. See that, brother? And you see why I respect him, yeah? It's because we knew that from early, because he's born on my birthday. He said from the, he said, listen.
From the dot.
I don't give a shit, bruv.
Yeah.
I'm coming out.
Like, yeah.
From day, he was like, look at me.
Yeah.
Whereas Esme, for years, her whole temperament was formed to keep me happy. Mm. Or, where do you want to go to eat? Where do you want to eat, mum? Oh. What do you... And it got to a point one day I got really angry with her. I apologised later, but I was like, cut that out. Mm. Because in that, we don't know what you want. We don't know who you are. We don't know what you desire. Disappoint me now. Like, come on. Like, give me some fire. Like, make me feel a bit of a way. It's okay. And we're getting better there.
Yeah.
And what you need to understand is that, and it's the roll of a dice. And I'm not going to lie to you, sweetheart. Your parents may never talk to you again. You will get to a point where it's not valued. Mm. Them talking to you or what you perceived, because it wasn't true, what you perceived to be their love will not matter to you. Because like I said, and it's so funny, we did not know this confession was coming up. But what did I say a few minutes ago? It comes with these boundaries. Mm. I love you until you're gay.
Yes.
I love you until you're bi.
Yeah.
I love you until you're going to prison for something.
Yeah.
Especially in the black community. Yeah. Parental love seems to come with these constraints and these timelines and all of that.
Yeah.
Honey, get to the root of the issue. Mm. And I, like I said, I know this sounds mad, but... And the hood me is just like, bun them. You have to. Because no one is going to live this life for you but you.
Yeah. Oh, child. Not only were you talking to her, you were talking to me. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Because oh,
I'm not going to lie. You hit a couple notes. Couple of... That thing of being a disappointment to your family and getting ahead of it is necessary. Mm. I am near 30. And I quake at the thought of doing anything that steps outside of my parents' wants and needs. Bearing in mind, again, I was speaking about this in therapy, what aligns me in life is my relationship with God. That's right. Where my morals and my boundaries are. If I can lay my head to rest knowing that I've done everything and me and God are good, that's all that matters. However, I still have this other barrier, this other layer that is like, Mum and Dad won't approve of that. Mum and Dad won't like that. Mum and they, what do they think about it? And there's a burden not only in what Mum and Dad think, but then there's this like, you're the eldest sibling. You're, you know, you're going to be influencing, quote unquote, your other siblings. There's layers to it, right? So when I hear our good, beautiful sis speak, right, I know how hard it is. It's
I'm hard. The eldest of three. It's mad.
It's hard.
That pressure.
It's so, so difficult. And I come from an African background, Zimbabwean. Mm. Again, Christian. Both my parents, devout Christian. Me too. There are so many layers that come with it. Because on the one hand, it's like you're struggling with what will your parents think? What will your community think? What? But when you strip all of that away and you look at yourself and you think of yourself, what are the things that make you happy? What are the things that give you joy? And if this... is something that you don't want to hide, I don't think you should hide it. I think what I would advise if this was my little sister is for the next 2 years, figure out yourself.
Yeah,
date.
Because I know
figure it
you
out.
Said, you know, you've not even had a relationship
exactly.
with opposite sex. And that's not to say you have to.
No.
But flirt with life.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. You're
flirt
young.
With, yeah.
Figure it out. Flirt go on the holidays. Life. Figure like, out. Where your boundaries are, what you want to do, who you are, figure that whole thing out. And then when you go to them unapologetically and say, at this current moment in time, this is who I am. This is the version I am.
alongside that, because I see a lot of these stories on TikTok, and I came to this a similar thing and found my way at a different time in my life. But I would say, considering you're at uni also, in a practical sense, use those 2 years to pattern your independence.
Yes.
Use those 2 years yes. to lock down the job that gives you income.
Yes.
Find somewhere to live outside of uni halls.
Yes.
Start to build your chosen family.
Yeah.
Because all of these things are going to come in clutch.
Yes.
Because not if, when they do the whole, we're rebuking you.
Yeah.
You know where you're going.
Yes.
You know how you're eating.
Yeah.
You know how you're putting your head on your pillow.
Yeah.
Because another thing our community are good for is, well, I'm not doing this. Get that, ahead of that too.
Blackmail.
Get ahead of that real. Too. Feather your own pocket,
yes.
find your own way,
yes.
so that when you are ready to show up as your full self, all you have to deal with is their rejection.
Yeah.
It's not now their rejection and housing and money
yes.
and yeah. chosen family.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one thing at a time. And so whilst you know this, use that time to like get your ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was a Wendy watcher. I'm a Wendy watcher. Wendy loves a good plan. Me and Wendy Williams, we're ahead of the curve when it comes to a plan. Because what I'm going to do is I'm a strategize on plot before I have to do
before
anything.
Before you leap.
Because what
and
do
we're
mean?
Pisces. For us to say strategy, you know we
you
mean
You know
it.
We mean it.
You know we said intuition is up there, strategy is down there.
Down. Below.
It's
below.
That's not something we're going to...
But strategize, plot, yeah. plan. Make sure, like you said, your ducks are in a row. And... yes, the rejection is going to be hard.
Ooh,
and I pray that doesn't happen.
Do you know
happen.
What's so funny? I pray it doesn't happen, but I also, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, also understand you'll never get over that. And you're not supposed to, because yeah. the rules of biology are that those who raise us and condition us are supposed to love us in a certain way forever. That's what we've been told. That's how we've been conditioned. The reality is it is not that way for so many.
Mm.
As brokenhearted as you may be, let me be your guiding light and say, life is going to be so sweet on the other side of their bullshit. I cannot proclaim that enough. And like I said, I can't go into too much detail, but I'm saying it as a testimony because I've lived that.
Mm.
On the other side of disappointing people, on the other side of being the black sheep, being, you know, the stone that is cast away.
Mm.
Child, let me tell you something. You may be sitting at the table with a man or a woman, but one thing God has never done is fail to make me a table in front of my enemies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
yeah.
The food is always hot and on time. And sometimes the enemy call is coming from inside the house. Because as much as, you know, they're devout Christian, as far as I'm concerned, and I believe in a God-like energy, that person, that influence doesn't put something in your heart that they don't want there. So I'm not even trying to have the argument about sexuality and religion right now. You love who you love because you're supposed to.
Mm.
So that's on that.
Mm.
So get ready to set that table.
Mm.
And like I said, that ache is never going to leave you.
Mm.
It's not supposed to. But the reality is the happiness and the love you'll find in your truth, there's no comparison.
That's it. That's it.
It's just not.
That's
it. It's just not hitting.
That's it. And like you said, the stark opposite of the reality you could have is... laced in just
where you don't just pop your own life down, you could be popping down many lives,
and you live with that burden forever. And I tweeted the other day, because my Twitter sometimes is crazy, but I tweeted the other day, I love a late in life lesbian, right? Because the joy on their face, oh my God, it makes me so happy. When I see them, I'm like, wow.
And let me tell you why I always fuck them, because I said this before, so I know no one's going to feel away. The late in life lesbians, they're always in COS. They shop in COS.
Yes,
no,
yes,
I see them in COS with
yes.
their significant other, with the shopping bag,
because yes.
you don't have hella money too.
Yes,
I see it.
Yes,
I see.
But they just look
they've
like
got a nice
weight.
New haircut, and it's always like
Listen.
Some grey, groovy bob. I see it.
And
they're wearing the dungarees with the Birkin.
The dungarees!
With the Birkin.
The dungarees slap every time.
We see it.
And I'm so happy for them because finally they are walking in their truth. They are. And you feel that energy from them. And I just want us all to walk in our truth. And it's easier said than done. I understand that there are hurdles here, my dear. But listen to those who have walked the road before you. Some who have done it in one way, and some who are still walking with you, because darling, I feel you. I'm here with you. I feel you. Like when you're speaking, I can hear
you can
it.
Feel it.
I feel it.
Yeah.
But it does get better.
It does.
It does get better. Child, I'm even gonna. I got my belly button pierced. My parents don't know. I got it in January.
Yeah. Cut the camera.
I did it.
That's the end of the episode. Cut the camera.
Cut the camera. Dead ass. Love you, mommy and daddy.
Bye.
Bye.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad, presented by Progressive, TV Dad meets the prom date.
So you're here to take my daughter out, huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm only going to say this once. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Ooh. Oh, I thought you were going to say take care of my little girl or something.
She's a kickboxer. She could take care of herself.
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, like bringing brownies to a dinner party. But I never bring brownies with nuts, because not everyone likes nuts, so they wouldn't eat those brownies. And even people who do like nuts will still eat brownies without them. Why? Because they're brownies.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.